Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I am Matilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10 weeks program. To know more about these offerings, check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, and all the links are below in the description of the episode. And now for the topic of today. Today we're talking about narcissistic stepmothers. And yeah, this is a topic that feels like a little bit of a side train, but there is a reason why we're talking about this. I'm going to go into that. And also this is a topic that has been requested a while ago. So thank you for your request. So have you ever wondered if your stepmother can be as damaging as a narcissistic mother? Do you feel like you've lost your father or your other parent since this person came into your life or into their life? Maybe your mother was lovely to you growing up, but you had a truly nasty stepmother. So how did that play into the picture? Or maybe your mother was narcissistic and you thought at first your stepmother was lovely, but then you got to know her better and you discover her true face. There's a different ways this can play out, and my family is big and complicated and full of divorces. Literally everyone has, apart from myself and the new generation hasn't, but everyone else. Yes, so there were a lot of step-parents, a lot, lucky me. So I've got the chance of observing and experiencing firsthand how this works. And I might at some point do an episode on how a narcissistic mother enables a stepfather to be abusive towards her children. So if you have experienced anything like this and would like to share with me, if you have questions specifically on it, if you would like an episode on it, you can email me at matilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. So you're welcome to do that. But for today, we're talking about the evil stepmother, the one that Cinderella had. The one that came in and slowly but surely corroded the lovely relationship you had with your father or your other parent. The one that hates your guts because you look so much like your mother. The one that's all smiles in public but beats you when no one is watching. And if you have experienced any of that growing up, if you're nodding right now, I'm really sorry you had to go through all of that, because I've seen firsthand what that does, and it's intense, and I really truly get it. This topic, as I mentioned, has been requested a good while ago, and I want to thank you for your patience as I get around to honor all of your requests. I truly appreciate you, and I truly appreciate your requests that are a form of inspiration, for sure. I know that this is a bit of a side train, so from speaking about narcissistic mothers, but it is quite important. We spoke before about how a second mother figure can be an incredible support when we have suffered from maternal narcissism. And to go more into that topic, you can listen to episode 49, How a Second Mother Figure Helps You Survive Maternal Narcissism. So that's one aspect, and that could very well be your stepmother. I was very lucky, and I do explain it in episode 49, to have, among all the different step-parents that came into the picture in my family, to have actually a stepmother that was indeed the second mother figure for me. So that actually offered me, gave me the opportunity to see what nourishing mother energy would be, as opposed to my mother that is highly narcissistic. So that was one aspect of it. And again, if you're interested, go listen to episode 49 to actually hear that side of the story. But we never spoke about how a second mother figure, like a stepmother, can be very challenging to deal with and cause as much mother wounds as your biological mother if she is indeed a narcissist or has strong narcissistic behaviors. So it is a big topic and one we could do more than one episode to cover it all, because there's so many different aspects. And again, if you have questions specific to this, you are always welcome to send me an email with that. So I can either do an episode on it or answer you directly, depending on the case. But for now, I will do my best to stay general and give you an overview in the hope to support you if you have been through this, or indeed if you're still going through it, because it does influence our life as adults as well, not just when we were children. So we're going to talk to the different ways that that can impact us when we experience that, when we have a narcissistic stepmother. And also we're going to talk how to deal with it. I'm going to give you a couple of pointers as to how you can deal with it now. So of course, every situation is different. So again, as always, take what serves you and leave the rest, trusting it is for someone else. It's impossible for me to put everything in an episode that is going to be perfectly suited for your situation, especially when the topic is so vast. So take what serves you. So the impact of a narcissistic stepmother on your life is determined by a few factors. The first factor is, when has she come into your life? So the earlier in childhood she makes her appearance, the more she can cause you to have trauma and wounds that go with it. So that's really important. If it's like a stepmother that came in when you were very, very young, like I've had step parents that have come into my life when I was 2 years old. So that was quite impactful. Now, that was a stepfather, not a stepmother, but that was quite impactful and has created a lot to deal with for me. And then there's been some that have come into my life as an adult, and they've impacted it in a different way. Still not particularly positive, but it's a different thing. So depending on when she came into your life, it's going to have a different impact on you. The second factor is the level of presence your biological mother has had in the whole thing. So are we talking about a complete replacing? Maybe your mother passed away when you were very young and then a stepmother came into the picture, or maybe your mother just is not available at all for whatever her reasons. So in that case, clearly that stepmother really comes in and becomes like a very strong mother figure. So if she's very narcissistic, this is going to have a big impact. If your mother, however, is very present, and maybe she's not a narcissist at all, so that will balance it quite a bit. So you might have traumatic experiences that you have with your narcissistic stepmother, but if it's balanced by a mother that actually is nourishing, that's gonna be a big help. Because remember, the trauma is actually not the actual thing that happens to us, but it's the fact that we don't know how to deal with it. So if we have someone we can talk to openly, someone that supports us through an experience, then that it's gonna be a little bit easier to deal with. So I've sort of covered that. The support and understanding you get from your biological mother, that's important. If both your mother and your stepmother are narcissists, well then, this can be quite intense, as what can happen in cases like that is that the competition between the two. So your narcissistic mother may seem like she wants to listen to the issues you have with this other person, but it's only because of her own needs. It's only because she's competitive with this other woman. And the same can happen on the other side. Narcissistic stepmother can be all nice to you and get you to talk about your narcissistic mother, but only because she has her own agenda and her own needs to fill up. So that can get very intense. And then the final factor is the level of enabling that your father or other parent does. I have a full episode for you to listen to about enabling fathers that can clarify this aspect, as I won't go into details today. It's episode 41, unpacking the role of the enabling father with a narcissistic mother. So their father has quite the role in all this. For example, if your parents divorced and your mother is a narcissist, unless your father did some major inner work after the divorce, chances are the cycle will repeat and he'll end up with yet another narcissist. So patterns repeat and often tends to get worse. That's my experience in my own experience with stepmothers. There's been like a rapid decline instead of an improvement with experience. So that's important to understand. So if your father has a role, and you can check out episode 41, that gives you the different ways your father, or indeed your other parent, can actually enable the situation. Sometimes absolutely not knowing that they're doing that, so it's not a thing of blaming your other parent for it, but it's just understanding the mechanisms, because yeah, there can be various reasons why they become the enabler and they're not aware of it. So check that out. So whether your father tends to marry narcissists or not, you may have asked yourself, how is it possible that he got trapped with this woman? Because that's a very natural question. I've asked myself that several times, to be honest. And other members of my family have too, with different narcissists that came into the picture. So the first thing to understand about a narcissistic stepmother is that she will be very subtle in her behavior. She doesn't necessarily have to be a full-on vulnerable narcissist, but chances are she will be on that side of things, covert in her behaviors, because she is entering a family that is not hers. Okay, so she will need to proceed carefully and do her best to be accepted. She will only show her best side to the person she's looking to seduce. It's really, really important. So she is coming into a dynamic, into a unit that's already there. You and your other parent are already a family. And this person has to be accepted. It's different than when your parents got married in the first place. So she has to trade carefully and she has to only show her best side. She will play the perfect role at the start, becoming the person the partner needs to perfection. So she's gonna gather information as to what's needed, maybe about the previous wife, about what the issues were. So she will make sure she seems nothing like her, and she will do her best to seem exactly what her partner is looking for or needing. And if you are the child, then you also need to be impressed, because oftentimes the relationship with the child can be important for the other parents, so they will observe that. So the narcissistic stepmother will come in trying her best to be the nicest person towards the child too at the beginning. The game is to take control of the parent and to gain a place within the family unit. Clearly, the older the children, the more she has to play the perfect role at the beginning. Because, I mean, you're going to be harder to convince when you're 15 or 16 than when you're 3 or 4. You know, it's sort of easy to understand that. So she then begins to set precedents, slowly but surely changing set habits and routines that were in place before she arrived. She starts putting her stamp on things. And this can be minor or major disruptions. The main thing is that she's gaining more and more importance and influence while pretending to remain in the shadows. So she does it by whispering in the ear of the parent. She doesn't take control abruptly, but slowly but surely, she is creating situations that are disruptive. So from this place, she begins to project how the child should be or shouldn't be, again whispering in the parent's ear, talking behind the back, until the parent sees the child through the lens of the stepmother. And this leaves the child in a place of confusion, of course, and slowly but surely of isolation. This person that seemed to be so nice at the start is now acting totally different, which is very, very, very confusing, especially if you're a small child and this is what's going through. So she's now treating the child badly when no one's watching. And if she gets caught, she finds ways to justify her behavior pretty quickly. And her voice is believed way more than anything the child says, because of course she's the adult, and so the blame starts falling on the child. I was trying to be nice, but your child is reacting like that, kind of thing. Okay, so that's how they make their way in. So the child ends up feeling isolated, faulty, abandoned, rejected, and most of all, rejected by their biological parent. Now, if this is also paired with going home to a mother who is also a narcissist, so with whom the child can't actually freely talk, things get even worse. Or maybe the narcissistic mother uses the information the child is bringing to create even more conflict with the other parent, causing the child to stop talking about it for fear of being the cause of trouble. Because no matter what, even if the parents are divorced, the child is always going to try and avoid them fighting with each other. They're the most important people in the child's life. So the child takes the fault, the child takes the blame, keeps everything inside, doesn't speak, feels isolated, rejected, confused. There's conflicting emotions, doesn't know which side to take, it gets messy. So this is also really important to understand if you have been in that position as a child, and to understand that if you have been through all of that, none of that was your fault at all. You were just caught in a game of adults that had no idea what they were at. A narcissistic stepmother will also put herself in competition with the biological mother, of whom she's jealous. She may be jealous. She will not like the child talking about the biological mother or ever even mentioning anything to do with her. So any mention may be met with nasty passive-aggressive comments and resistance, to the point that the child, again, avoids speaking not to create trouble. So again, confusing and complicated. If the narcissistic stepmother comes into the picture at a later stage, so we're up until now we've spoken about when she comes in and you were a small child, but if you were, like it has happened to me as well, an adult and this person came in, triangulation is what might happen. So the stepmother will speak quietly to the parent, criticizing the older child in a subtle but consistent way until disharmony is created, until she puts a distance between yourself and your father or your other parent, until you can't recognize that person anymore. And the result of her behavior is that the parent gets slowly isolated from the rest of the family and possibly even from friends. I have observed that, and it's a very painful thing to observe. If you love your parents, of course, if you love that parent, that your father or that parent that is with your stepmother, and you see that happening, it's a really painful thing to observe. It's really hard to see your parent taking sides with a stranger instead of you, who are their own child. So if you actually had a good relationship with this person and all of a sudden with this parent and all of a sudden like that relationship is gone, there's no more conversation, dialogue, and you start realizing that person has just taken over everything, that is very, very difficult. You're seeing your parent changing and transforming and not for the better, and you're feeling helpless about it. They seem as if they are under a spell, and there seem to be very little you can do about it. So I have seen plenty of that. I've seen stepmothers coming in when the kids were young and being very abusive and creating a lot of hurt and suffering. And I've seen stepmothers coming into the picture at a later stage, creating so much disharmony and completely manipulating the parent into becoming a completely different person, not in a good way. So it's never easy either way. So I believe I gave you enough of an overview just for you to... What I want you to do with this is maybe feel, if you're listening to this episode and this resonates and you've experienced any of what I've mentioned, feel into your experience and then reach out. So as I said, this episode is general. So if you need more specific answers or if you want to share your experience, again, you can do that. Send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me and... Yeah, and I'll do my best to respond as soon as I can. But now let's see how we deal with all this. So, point number one, if you have experienced abuse by a narcissistic stepmother when you were a child, so since childhood, the first step is to recognize it for what it is, okay? It's abuse. Just because she's not your biological mother doesn't hurt any less. It's different. It's going to have a little bit of a different flavor. It's not exactly the same thing, but it's still going to cause, when it starts from that early, early age, it's going to cause trauma. There's going to be a bit of unpacking to be done with the relationship, possibly with your father or other parent as well, who has intentionally or unintentionally enabled the situation. And that's also the big thing. Usually the external person, yes, they are abusive and they can cause trauma in the system for sure. But the main issue remains with our parents. The parent that has not actually done something to stop that from happening. That is really the biggest abandonment and rejection comes from that. Not so much from this external human being that just really doesn't mean much to us, ultimately. But this other parent, this very important person in our life that was meant to protect us, that was meant to be there for us and was not. So there will be unpacking to do on that for sure. So the main thing is that recognize it for what it is. It is actually abuse, no matter who has done it, whether it's your mother or a stepmother, it is indeed abuse. Second point, understand that deep trauma and wounding comes from such a negative presence in your childhood and that none of it is your fault. So no matter how often you've been told by this person that you were a bad child, that you were the cause of all the trouble, maybe the enabling parent confirm that. So if your stepmother said, oh, but your child is so bad and she's this and she's that, your enabling parent went, yes, I get it, she's really bad, and you just grew up hearing that all the time, none of that was your fault. You were not the cause of trouble. You were a child and therefore not responsible for what the adults were doing and unable to do anything about it. And really helpless in that, okay? So none of it is your fault. And you can now be free of that pain because now you can choose to get out of that loop. You can choose to heal. You can choose to be yourself. Now you are empowered to make those decisions and choices that you weren't able to make when you were just a child. So it's really important to understand that. No matter what they did to you, none of it is your fault. The third point is set clear boundaries with this person. Just because she has been your stepmother all this time doesn't mean you owe her anything. You don't owe anyone anything. You know, you don't owe the enabling parent anything, and you don't owe your stepmother anything. Clear boundaries. And again, you can refer to episodes where I'm talking about boundaries with narcissistic mothers, because it's going to work the same way. The boundaries are always the same. Just no justification, no explanation. You don't need to tell them why you're setting a boundary. You don't need to justify yourself. boundaries that are strong and set around yourself and without reacting to their reactivity. Because usually when you set a boundary, remember, when you set a boundary with a narcissist, they will react to it because they don't like it. Narcissists hate boundaries. So there's going to be a reaction. You just let it roll over your shoulders. Be like a gray rock. Have no reaction to their reaction and keep strong with your boundaries. That's really important. Now, if the narcissistic stepmother came into your life at a later stage, so meaning you're an adult, looking at your father or other parent getting involved with a very toxic person, and you can recognize that, I know it is hard to witness, and by all means, you can try and speak to your parent about it. I have tried that. I don't think I've gotten any result really, but you can try. If you have a good dialogue with your other parent, why not? But be aware that when a narcissist is exposed, they can get nasty because they don't like to be exposed. They like being in the shadows. They like looking perfectly in the public and then doing their nasty behaviors behind closed doors. So they hate being exposed. And again, I am never here to advise you because every situation is unique and different, and it is not my place to tell you what to do ever. So I'm never going to do that. It's really important that you feel into your situation and tread carefully. The most empowering thing for you to do, again, is to set your own boundaries. Making sure that the toxicity of such relationship doesn't spread into your life. That's the most important part for you, to protect yourself. You're an adult, you can take a step back and you can set your boundaries, remembering that all the other people involved are adults as well. So your enabling parent, I mean, if he wants to get involved with a toxic person, ultimately he or she is an adult and they can make their own choices as long as you have your boundaries set around you. And I know this can be extremely challenging, and it goes very much into what needs do you still have from your parent. If you still feel like that child that was rejected a long time ago and now you still want them to listen to you or to give you what you need. There's a lot of unpacking to be done there. I had to go through quite a bit of it, so I don't want to go into too much of it now. But if you're finding that just leaving the situation to evolve in its own way and set your own boundaries is really challenging for you, like if you feel like you should get involved and you should do something about it, yeah, there might be some stuff to work with there for you, for sure. But the most important thing is to make sure you protect your heart in all of it. So this was a big topic, quite a difficult one personally, as I've been through it so much and so often. So again, if you're suffering because of this, no matter what age you were when this stepmother came into your life, no matter what the experience, but if you're suffering because of this, I truly, truly get it. And if you feel the need for support, please reach out, send me an email, check out the links in the description, check the website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, that's the website, and you can check that out. There is an available free guided practice, is a self-love guided practice on the website, so you can go on and access that for free and start sort of supporting your system while you're going through all of this, while you're dealing with everything you're dealing. That's a really calming and supportive practice to regulate, to help regulate your nervous system. So you can go on ahead and access that. And if you have any questions, reach out. And with that, I'm gonna send you lots of love and bye for now.